You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Rambam in Chometz Matzah, with Chometz Shu'avol of a Pesach, also Dehamna Le'olam. It's also forever. And the question is, what does the Rambam mean? It's also Le'olam. It's also Ba'na. It's Chometz Shu'avol Pesach, right? So now we know the Dovazek Knaslu Medivay Sefer. What's Machoikis tonight? Rabbi Yehuda holds Chametz Shavuot Pesach is also Ba'na. That means any Chametz, even if it belongs to an Akum, is also Acha Pesach. All bread has to be new bread, baked after Yom Tov. We don't pass in that way. We pass in quarter. You go to Costco, I imagine you're allowed to, and you can buy bread there, right? The missing bread that you're allowed to eat. And or whatever, Mazonis. Masha'en came, if you have a fry yid, then let's not start up with Mel White's, but used to be, remember? So at the end, they started doing things that they, you know, some kind of, that they you could buy there, okay? And some of the Rabbanim didn't like it. But basically, Binyamin Kamenetsky said, my father did this type of thing, and he was very upset that the Rabbanim tried to I don't know, it's some kind of legal deal that anything that comes in doesn't belong to Mel White's, it belongs to the William, but they sell it there, whatever. But I could pawn him, I know he gets a profit, so he did an issue, but it's not his chametz, that's the chat. No, it's chametz, I guess, this would, they would, and it would be with a lawyer, they would sign. That any chametz that comes into the store belongs to the Akum, and the Akum for every, gives them 90%, 95% of these games. This way, you know, people come in and buy after it. Okay. But Chametz Shavuot Pesach, that belongs to you, it is also, we know, right? It's also. Now, we're going to learn a little just to understand who is it also to? We all know the answer. But let's ask the question before we know the answer. Who is it also to? What? To? All Yisrael. Why? How do you know that? What? So let me ask you. Let's say somebody cooks on Shabbos. So it's also... Oh, we're at the path. What? It's also to that person sometimes. Why? You know, why? Who told you? Why does it... Why isn't just us? Why would you come to buy it? Now, so what's wrong if you buy it? The most you could tell me is you can't buy it because you're making him have an anah. But let's say, okay, so let's say the guy dies. Now you want to be nana for me to some. Is what? It doesn't matter, but you see, Rebeshin's right. Wait, 1 second. Dr. Matka, there's such a thing called a knas only for that person. So who told you? You're giving me ideas, but it's not negeya. Since I'm a lotha, okay. How do you know? Where do you know this, bro? How do you know? Good. Good. So, but you see, there's such a thing that not, what if it was b'shagig? What if you had chametz b'shagig? So let's see. Okay, let's see. You're making up nice svaras, but you have to have a source. That's the first. Okay. So you're the source. All right. The project used to say, you know, yeah, everything he says is source, we share, but it's from the Ishbitzah. He's also a Rishon. All right. Anyway, Kroponim like this. Not very well revealed. But we hold, like Rav Shimon, that it's a knas. The double zeh knas from the divrei sefer neshu avar ba'al yireh ba'al yimatza asura. Va'afilo nicha b'shgoga ba'oines. Yeah. Shelo yanicha, kidei shelo yanicha l'mchadzot b'pesach, kidei sh'yana ba'acha pesach. Okay? You have a honey? Okay. So now, the Nevi Yehuda is going to be aimed at, what does it mean, lo'oilam? What is lo'oilam? It's also bana. What does it mean, lo'oilam? What would you think, for a week, 2 weeks? What does it mean? Let's see. Good question. But let's first start and see why Rav Motche is wrong, meaning that you have to have a raya. A raya, because let's take a look. Emtsin shel ovre aveira. You don't know what kind of geschmack it is to say that you're wrong. It's like a nomish geschmack. Emtsin shel bet aveira. Okay, let's see. There's nothing to do. Emtsin shel ovre aveira. Well, let's see. Mutter miviyad. After Pesach, you have these people who are over aveira. What does it mean, over aveira? Remember, it's not like today, nowadays. In those days, a person would look in his village for an akum to buy his chametz. The akum was a smart. He says, what am I going to buy? I know this yid has to get rid of it. I'm not going to pay him $100. I'm going to pay him $5 for the whole thing, right? And he said, but, you know, remember, I'm coming back to you. And too bad he eats it. They suck, right? They didn't have open the legal contracts and this and that. That's why many people are making more nowadays, because the Rabbanim have, you know, information and they deal with it and this. But whatever it is, these people didn't want to sell the chametz. They didn't want to lose money. So they kept their chametz. You hear, they kept their chametz. They were over by Iran. Now it's after Pesach. You're allowed to buy by them. Why are you allowed to buy by them? Because they are a muma letei oven. Let's explain that a little. What's a muma letei oven? That's the Gemara there. That's why it's in Chulin. The Gemara says like this. You have all kinds of mumara. You have a muma lahashes. He doesn't care. You have a muma avodah zara, muma leshabbos. That's worse. Muma lahashes means I don't believe in chazir was only chas v'sham. It was only us in the old days where it had trichinosis. Nowadays, it's not unhealthy. But, of course, also. That's a woman. I don't care about it. Then you have Rumumma Letiyalam. What's a woman? That doesn't mean because he's hungry. They say a story with the Chedush Harim. He once saw a person eating treifis, and he passed by him. He's eating the veilas, whatever, not a kosher. So he said, bon appetit. So I said, well, bon appetit, really. Yes, that good appetite, right? That's, so, you know, French, sure. Me neither, don't worry. So even though I took it a year, I have no clue. But I couponed him, he said, I want it to be a mumma letei oven. Okay, that's not the class. The classical case of mumma letei oven means where a person goes into store, kosher meat is $2 a pound, and non-kosher meat is $1. And he can't hold himself back. But the Gemara says a svara like this. That a muma letei oven, right, he eats nevelas. He can be a sheikhet. Now imagine nowadays trying to do that, right? Get a sheikhet is a muma letei oven. I once saw a tshuva about a muma that was using this, the microphone, this and that, in Lawrence. And it was in the 1850s. So Pinish Legos, remember Pinny? So he said, no, there's another Lawrence besides Lawrence, New York. It's called Lawrence, Kansas, you know, whatever. But there were such things over the years, we know. Mumar and people, that's what they did. They learned, and unfortunately, they came to America and they lost the Yiddish guy. Well, muma letei oven, you hear, Gavi? A muma letei oven can shecht for you. Just be boidik the sakin. You check the sakin. You don't have to worry that he's going to do anything wrong. Why? Because they're shechting chicken after chicken. Right? If you ever see shecht him, so they shecht very quickly, right? So now, in between, they check the knives. Why they check the knives? I don't know about chickens, but I'm not sure. But it lets me a hamas. So it might have hit a bone, nicked the behema, the knife. And when you nick the knife, it doesn't tear it doesn't cut. It tears. And that's not called shechita. Okay? That's eco. So you have to check in between. You check with your fingernail. You want to try your tongue is also good, but it's not a good idea, right? Because you'll have a hole in your tongue. But they go like this, so I have to check it. Because people are one of the tests of a sheikh is to see how he checks. This muma letei oven, if you're afraid is that, because it's a tirch, every time I check, I have to go like this. So just like he likes to save money, he wants to save time, he chays, whatever, right? It's a tirch, in other words. But otherwise, you could trust his sheep. If you check the knife and then he shechts, it's fine. Just check the knife and he shechts. Yeah. So the Gemara's lashon is loy. He will not go into a store, and it says sale today, $1 pound for kosher, $1 pound for non-kosher. He will not buy the non-kosher. He doesn't gain anything that well. So Gemara, that's Rava. That's what he says. Gemara brings a right from him. Chemsin shel oiver aveira. Let's first read the Gemara. Chemsin shel oiver aveira achar pesach mutar miyad. You can assume they kept the chametz because they didn't want to sell $100 of chametz for $5. So they keep it till after Pesach. Right here. Now after Pesach, the next minute, they're selling it. Oh, price goes up. A guy knows he can't buy anymore. We'll sell it for $100. That's the going rate. And he'll buy new chametz that's baked. We'll see. After Pesach. Okay, we'll see. It depends. If it's a pshimin, right? So the boy could have baked it during Pesach, but it wasn't yours. So you lied about it. If it's a yuda, it has to be baked right after Pesach. So that's what, right? That's what the Gemara goes to. Now, this is an interesting thing. I know it's they're going through a shtickle tirsa and going ahead. And it's these people, they say to themselves like this, look, to eat this chametz, I'm not allowed on. Because it's chametz shafu. They waver bahira, but they don't want to lose money. To eat the chametz, right, that is yisra. They'd rather sell it and get one aveira than to eat it and get aveira for every kazayis that they eat. You understand? Or they traded it, so they did something wrong. That chametz is also bana, right? This is the Mlum, the Shemum. Yeah, he's not a smoker guy. He makes a chajbin, right? If I eat it, I'm over for every kazayis I'm eating. If I sell it, I'm over for one sale, even though it's a lot. But menela, I get that smuta and I could eat it. You're going to sell honey. No, it's not. He's still doing an issue. Because by giving it to the guy, after, he didn't want to lose money. So now after Yom Tov, he thought he gets $100 for it. So he did an aveira, he got anah. But the answer is he did one mice aveira. If he would have kept it, he would have eaten it. Every gazai said he takes an aveira. So, how money, who's this going on? The Gemara thought it's going on. Like Yehuda, the Amar Chametz, Achar Pesach, the Raisa, right? That's the Raisa. Viktani, we're comparing it to Shechita, which Shechita is the Raisa. Mepnei Shein Machlifin. Alma lo shavik ater b'achol yisura. Now remember, again, over here it means he did an Issa, but a lesser Issa. Okay? So this Chametz Achar Pesach has also the Raisa, called the Yehuda. Yet we assume he sells it, and now eats Chametz that's mutter to eat. Because that chametz was baked after the Yom Tov, from where Buda. So lo shavik ater, the same thing with nevela. Maybe not. Maybe this is a cooler because it's the rabbana. Dilma Reb Shimoni. Remember, this chametz shavik ater pesach is only this is the rabbana. So now, you're right. In the rabbanans, we could be. You know, we have this sort of shavik lo shavik ater v'achur sura. But only in the Rabbana. Who says you could be selling a kind of the Raisa? Maybe it's only Reb Shimoni. Damacham Tzachar Pesach Rabbanan. Vakuma Kalina, when we have this cooler, that's in Rabbanan. But the Raisa, like, Pito, they say it's a good Pito, and they assume that he won't mess up on purpose. Vakuma Kalina. Okay. Vakuma Tavi Nami Reb Shimon. So what if the Reb Shimon? Mik Tani Shani Oime. I just have the right. Mik Tani Shani Oime Chlipu. Meaning, it's for sure the vaday machlifin. Umadra banalosh. You know, it's saying the brisa will be toilet. Sometimes you have a din. Let's just use the example to know it's toilet. Toilet means like this. Let's say you have two boxes of issa of food meat, right? Let's say cooking meat. Okay, one is mut and one is asa, right? Now. And over here you have two pieces. One is chazer, or let's say chazer and kosher meat. And now you have two pieces of meat, and one fell into one, and one fell the other. So if the the trefer, that's a fella to the kosher. It answers it, right? Because it's not bottled with shishim, let's say. Let's say you need shishim in that case, right? I'm not talking about tam. That's already the reza. So the Gemara says you could be toiler that the one that was kosher fell into the kosher one and the one that was trefer fell into the trefer one. How could you be toiler? Because since it's the rabbanon, and yoimer, I have a right to say that. It's like stuff that the rabbanon lakula. So okay, maybe I have a right to say he traded it. In other words, since there's a small chance, a 50% chance, let's call it, right, that maybe he did the right thing. So Gemara says, but don't say that. Don't say shani oimer. That's the expression always used in the Gemara, in the Bryce and Mishnayos, that I'm toile lakula, shani oimer. It's not toile kula. The top is, but the nature machlifet, the vada machlifet. Okay, let's see Rashi, how Rashi explains. The Mitzvahim Recham Shabbat Pesach, the Ilo the Yavle the Akum Lavi Yavle the Day. He traded with the Akum, right? The Akum will tell you the Jewish bread. It's much more geschmack, right? It says I want to buy the challah. I love that challah. Do you remember Dr. Goldstein, ENT specialist? No, this used to be in Queens. Dr. Goldstein, Alan Goldstein, who's from Tells. It was one of the few times that Tells let a boy go to college. He became a top-notch ENT, top people. Used to see him 2-3 o'clock in the middle of the night. And he would talk to you on learning. So he had some big Japanese dignitary or something that he helped. He was a Meridika Medj. So Meridika doctor too, Alan Ghostly. So he told me that I see that he's got shnur mats. I said, what are you talking about? He says this Japanese dignitary always tells him. He says, Dr. Goldstein, get me some of those Jewish crackers. I love those Jewish crackers. They're really good, those Jewish crackers. Right? So even though you're getting a novel here, still, if you come out of the matzim, have a tire porta of it. He's doing an issa, but less of an issa. Uli didan miyashar. Hi, it's mutter to us, right? In other words, we can assume that this is the chalipin. Now, let me ask you a question like this. If you, something that's also bana, if you have arla, you're not allowed to sell arla, but it's also bana. If you sell it, you're doing an issa. Is the money also or not? It's a gemari. In Kedusha. Where? Hey, don't they tell me the block. What? Aaron says only by Bezara and Shneez. What? Yes, is that? Avodah Zarah and Shviz, who houses every blood 5 times at least.
What?
No. So the din is that it's Tefes Bana. Rashi says, Hiddish. He says that it's Lididon Miyashari, Dein Lacha, Israna, Tefes Kalipin, Chutzma Avodah Zarah, Hektish Vishviz. Even to him it's muta. So brush your note. To him it's also the toes the yam the yadam. To the person himself it's also the imke matzina dum and the peso the pesach. It should be worth money. Ulisharnisko, Shimratso, Merchel Avikochovim, it's not an idle comments, Reza, Otto Tashuman. So Tesis really asks many kashas in this Rashi. It takes understands what you mean it's durabano. It's on the gear the sukkah. But that's the thing. In other words, again, he traded the chametz. Right? He did an issue by trading the chametz. But at least now he's eating chametz, and this chametz is mutter to him now. Right? Right? It's also mutter to him. We're going without that sheet and rash. So this chametz is mutter to him. And therefore he's doing less of an issue. So saying that's what we see for this. Okay, you ready, Ramotcha? Comes along the Ran in Pesachim, the Damin and Knasu who the Kanis, Lav Ladi Debu Chud, not only to him, like you said, you're right, but he has to be, So look what Durant says. The uppity suit that he did to the Kakonis. You see, he has a other meaning. Maybe this is only to him. Ela filo lachrini nami also. Varaya, I'm going to bring you Raya. This Gemara. Raya, Dover, Minamin, and Chulin. Samson, Shlagavay, Acha Pesach, Mutamiya. Libne Shir, Hein Machlif, and Kerb Shimon, right? That's what comes out. Now, if the din is that Chomet Shavu Pesach is only also to the person himself, right? So what's the question here? If you're allowed to buy from him or not? Right? Of course you're allowed to buy from him. Of course it's mutter to you. You might not be able to. But why should it be mutter? The time of the Mechalip, and I love Achi also. Shemaimina Chomet Shavu Pesach, the Kulyam also. Remotra, you're right. But the Ram could not find the Gemara in Tzachim anywhere. He had to go to Thuram. That's what we see from here. Okay, so we see from here, Yal Chametz is not only the usher to you, it's also to everybody. Okay, now we come to the Shail of the Night of Yehuda, which will continue next week a little more. Let's first see the Shail. Shail. Let's make it a little more, you know, that we could. God has a liquor store. God has a liquor store. Now, let's first look not his Shail. He has a liquor store, and he didn't sell the liquor store. Okay? He's a ger she'ein lo yorsh. Right? We know he has no yorsh. He just became a ger last month. It's not possible he has children. Children that he had when he was a goy and not called his children. And Eden, you go back till Yankov Avinu, you'll find it's related to someone, Gemara says. Right? You'll find, I just got a letter a few months ago that my Rebbetzin's grandfather, this fellow is related to six generations. This, he had no one, and they're giving us the his Yerusha. And all the cousins are calling up. They're so excited. He's, what? So, but it was about 10 cents piece. That was the whole, we had all the cousins around, hundreds of cousins, hundreds of relatives, some six generations back. It was very strange. Okay, but a kuponim, and I even get the 10 cents. Yeah, heck. So a kuponim, so you hear, it's a ger. It has no yorshin. Now he dies, he dies Pesach, right? And now the chametz is what? Hefker. What's it doing with that chametz? You say, well, it's chametz shavu of a Pesach, right? It's chametz shavu of a Pesach, pashtus, right? Now, my next question is, okay, that's not the scenario. The scenario is he died Erev Pesach. What would you say? After Chatzos. And what's the din after Chatzos? We paskin that it's also Banna. It's Machoikis Tanoim, Machoikis Rishreinim. We pass back the Rambam, as we all know, we don't eat chametz. We don't need it from earlier, because of the Rabbanan, but we don't need. So what would you say in that case? Is there a knas? You'd say, well, he wasn't over by Rav, right? But he was over Tashbis. They make a knas on Tashbis. So Nedivin's case is different.
Everyone with over Tashbis.
No, he didn't die before. He died 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So what? And he lived. He lived after 3:01.
What?
He couldn't feel destroyed at 3:01. Happy.
What's known?
When do you walk? What? Talk? Yeah, I know. Second bullets. I'm asking you. He wasn't. There's no the case. That's not the case. Case was he's perfectly healthy and lightning strikes him. Akash of mice. What do you have to say to this? Your muscle. All right.
He would have been going out.
Your Rebbe must have really enjoyed you. You'd go to high school. Where'd you go to high school? Oh, you're in the sheep, right? Like a really Jew. Sheila, Efa Mes Be'erev Pesach, Afet Fatzoy Siyah. Oh, yeah. V'lo Makach Chemtzah Koydem Maisa. the Gam Lord Bittel, the Nisha Bezvayna Chametz Masachwa, he had a liquor store, let me say. Sha'al HaShoyal, Ma Dinoi Shul Chametz Zeh, Hein B'Seicha Pesach, Im Mutl Fiv Ala Yorshim, Devar HaChametz Min Oilem, Koinim Alayla, Kedei Shul HaYavu Balira, Acha Shemez Marishim, the one who was Marishim, Vehein B'Yorshim HaChametz Zeh, Oloi, maybe they don't have to. Nards, we'll see. Told you. Who says they yashin it? Who said they yashin it? Yeah, totally. Who said they yashin it? Maybe the person doesn't yashin you, sir, or not. Doesn't belong to them. We'll get to that. Let's see the shots. Okay. The gam shol ashol im loy biro yashin v'nitzah chomezek kamoishu ad acha pesta. What are the tzadim? We will see in Mitzvah. But the native Buddha first starts out with, look at the Gemara's that he, if you don't mind, just give this back, or you can take it. But the din is that if you sell your Eved Knan, and you sell him to an Akum, you sell him to Chutzlars, you have to be paid him, even if he's worth 100 times more. You have to spend 100 times more. Well, you sent them to Akum, you sent them out of Eretz, so you took away his kinky. He's Kaivan Mitzis, he's Ever Knani. Here I've told you, Ever Knani is once Ever Knani, always Ever Knani. So you have to be paid. So they made a Knaa that you have to buy him back. It's a didn't the Rabbanim, because, okay, you did a mistake. He's living by an Akum, and Akum's not letting him keep Shabbos, Akum's not letting him not eat Chametz, whatever it is, right? Okay, but he's Ever Knani. Now they made a knas. Now this fellow died. What's the Gemara Shaila? Oh, no, look at the Gemara Shaila. Mahu, Shiknes as Benoi, we can send his children after him. So over here, then, knas is now, it says not a Shibut.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.